Good evening, and welcome to the Friday Night Simplex Net. We hold this net every Friday night at 8 p.m. on 462.675 with no tones and no offsets. All are welcome to join in and participate. This is a directed net, direct traffic to net control, pause for traffic there, or a relay station if a relay station is needed to get you in. I'm your net control tonight, WROG 406. I'm up here on between Mountain View Highway and Bacchus on 6200 South. I know I haven't done the net in about a month now, so it's been out of town and everything else. Information for Utah GMRS can be found at utahgmrs.info as well as Utah GMRS information at Facebook groups. All right, with that being said, we'll go ahead and start taking check-ins. Anybody anywhere that would like to check in, go ahead and please call now.
WRQJ 559, Eric up here in Layton.
Eric, I got you in there, and I know that Dan, WSGD 637, is trying to check in, I believe. So if you might hear out for him, if you hear him, maybe, and I don't give him a shout or whatnot. I know he couldn't figure out how to get his handheld turned up power-wise, so we'll see how that goes. That being said, do we have any other check-ins this evening? Good evening, Paul. Got you in there. Any other check-ins?
WRCC 582, McHale, Cottonwood Heights.
Last station to check in. Go ahead and try it again. We have some other simplex traffic going on, so you guys kind of battled on that one.
WRCC 582, McHale, Cottonwood Heights, Utah.
Good evening, McHale. Got you in there. Next check in.
Hello, Nero.
I think there might have been another station there, but you weren't quite audible. It might speak a little louder. Try it again.
Nero. Open it.
Seeing some other simplex traffic. All right, do we have any other check-ins this evening? All right, nothing to hurt so far. We'll go ahead and get it going, and then I'll come back for more check-ins in a minute. It's been, like I said, it's been a little bit since I've been in the net. Sorry, guys, that I've been out for a while, just sad vacation, and then the family doing camping trips and everything else, and so it's just kind of taking up a lot of time and haven't been in the valley to do the nets. Otherwise, I'd definitely be doing them, so appreciate you guys joining me tonight, though. Other than that, it was a pretty long week. We got the work week over with, so I'm happy about that, and just kind of enjoying the day, getting a little bit of rest. Woke up early today, had to recertify for first responder and CPR training at work, so got all that handled this morning, and just leaving there at 1 and then going back in at 8 was always fun, so it's kind of been somewhat napping and kind of taking it lazy today, so. But that's enough of me rambling. We'll go ahead and move it over to Eric, WRQJ 559.
Yeah, it was good to hear you on the radio earlier, and glad you're back in town and back into the groove, and also trained up in whatever first aid you need to do as the boss there, so that's good. That's happening here, just enjoying the remainder of summer, kids getting ready for school, that kind of thing. WRQJ 559, back to net control.
Awesome, right on. Always good to talk to you as well, Eric. Yeah, I heard Eric on earlier on Ogden, so jumped on there while I was on my way home. So, now, yeah, nice to be back in the valley, and I'm kind of happy to be home for a little bit, too, to be honest. So, all right, let's move it over to Paul, WQBJ 601. Well, I wish you the best there and keeping them taken care of, Paul. I definitely could understand that. My dad's starting to get up there too, so being in another state, I worry about him a lot more now. So, but thanks for checking in, and yeah, you'll have to keep us updated on the updates you're making to the stream. That'll be pretty cool. So, all right, let's see. Before we move on, do we have any other check-ins? All right, see if I got that right. Was that a WRQJ-497?
Affirmative.
All right, got you in there, Greg. Sorry, just a lot of traffic on the road here. It's a little loud, but... All right, do we have any other check-ins this evening? All right, nothing heard. Let's go ahead and move it over to Mikhail, WRZC 582.
Good afternoon. This is WRCC 582. Nothing much, really. Just being on the radio. Really nothing going on. Just radios and games. New job. Going to be working at Silver Mesa Elementary School, so I guess that's a plus. Pretty much just child behavior, get to monitor and communicate. Other than that, just living the life. living much good life as I can while I'm young. New radio, XPR 7550E, it's a DMR digital radio. I really don't know much about DMR, but I'm learning about it. What I was going to say, that's pretty much it. I hope you can hear me because I had to switch antennas out, so back to you, Net Control.
Awesome, right on. Good to hear from you, Mikhail. And DMR, it's digital mobile radio, so it's just a digital voice mode, similar to like Wires X or any of the other digital voice modes where you kind of have rooms and stuff like that. So usually, typically hooked to a repeater. A lot of times a repeater may have internet hooked up to it so it can link to other repeaters or rooms or internet nodes, so on and so forth. So, but yeah. All right, let's see. Let's move it over to Greg, WRQJ-497.
Sorry, this is the first part of this. I'm very curious about where you ended up landing and what you did to operate the system like. But appreciate you running this. I don't have a whole lot. Michelle, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you as well. I heard you calling out the other day, and I tried to respond, but my radio system is just that. Anyway, appreciate you running this, and thanks for the
couple. Not a problem. I'm holding the net from 6200 South between Mountain View Highway and Bacchus Highway. So I'm kind of up here on the hill. It's right next to the Geneva Rock, the West Valley Pit. I'm actually right here by their entrance, so seems to be a good spot. You get a really good line of sight of most of the valley as well as up north. So I've done it from a few spots, but this has kind of been probably my favorite so far because I've gotten the best coverage, and I know we've even gotten the Twilla station in here before, so this has been the main one. All right, let's see. That being said, do we have any other check-ins this evening?
WSGD 991, Chris Murray, no traffic.
Good evening, Chris. Got you in there, no traffic. Not a problem. Good hearing from you, though. Do we have any other check-ins?
Good evening from WRZM 818.
Good evening, Glenn. Got you in there. Any other check-ins?
I'll just be listening.
Heard somebody else there. I don't know if they're on just a regular bubble pack radio or what, or if they're trying to check in. If you are trying to check in, go ahead and give me a shout. Guess not. I'm guessing it's probably on another simplex. Just other simplex traffic. So, sorry, I'm still running a little bit on fumes today, so I'm not as sharp as a tack today. And also, real quick, Greg, by the way, just I do enjoy doing the net, and I appreciate all you guys that check in. Like I said before, it wouldn't be very fun talking by myself, so it's awesome you guys check in. I appreciate it. I have a lot of fun with the Simplex Net, and very happy to do it. So, all right, with that being said, do we have any other check-ins for you? Move down the list.
This is WSCE 480, Seth and Mill Creek.
Good evening, Seth. Got you in there. Do we have any other check-ins?
1, 2, 3, 5, 2, R.
Sorry, I got some kids that are giving some interference here. I don't think they're trying to check in, otherwise I'd answer them, but... All right, we'll go ahead and start going down the list. Let's move it to Glenn, WRZM 818.
Good evening, and it's good to hear you. Yeah, I've missed the last week or two. Just busy with projects around the house or helping family. I'll be a little happier when the temperatures cool down a little bit more. Not a whole heck of a lot else to report at this point in time. Back to net control from WRZM 818.
All right on. Well, glad you could join us, Glenn. And I kind of feel you about the temperatures, but being here in Utah, it's more of a love-hate for both sides of the spectrum of temperature there. In Arizona, I couldn't wait for the heat to be gone, and the rest of the year was pretty nice. But here, it gets cold, and it gets really cold, so a little different. But I can definitely understand that. All right, let's move it to Seth, WSCE 480.
Hi, Chris, and everyone. It's been quite a while since I've checked in. Just constantly struggling a bit with my brain fog and long COVID stuff. But I had a nice chat. I can't remember if it was last Friday or two Fridays with Paul. And that was fun. I didn't hear. I was late to check in, so I didn't hear if he's on. Not too much to report, so back to you, Chris.
Awesome, right on. Paul is on tonight, so he should be out there. I imagine he could probably hear you. So it sounds like there was some nets while I was gone, so that's good to hear. I know few of you guys are rock stars out there and keep the nets going when us net control are not around, so definitely much appreciated for that from anyone that helps. Very much appreciated. So, all right, that being said, do we have any other check-ins this evening? I'm going to do the FCC thing real quick. This is WROG 406, the Friday Night Simplex Net. Let's see, we'll give another shout for check-ins. If none's heard, we'll move over to the roundtable portion. Do we have any other check-ins this evening?
1, 2, 3, 2, 5, R.
I got some squelch breaks, but no audio. I don't know if it's the kids messing around or somebody trying to check in. If it is somebody trying to check in, go ahead and give it another shot.
FR-2012.
All right, nothing heard. I'm going to assume it's probably the kids messing around. So with that being said, let's move over to the roundtable portion of the net. This portion of the net is where we could have comments, questions, topics, announcements, hopefully some answers. I know it's obviously a little bit more difficult with a simplex net because we can't all hear each other, but we'll do our best to get through it. So with that being said, do we have any announcements, questions, comments, or topics this evening? If so, please call now.
WRCC 582.
WRCC 582, Mikhail, go ahead.
Just a little quick update. The Cottonwood Heights repeater is finally reaching its 1 year of service in September. Around that time, I believe that's when the project started. So there's going to be a celebration of the Cottonwood Heights GMRS net. I know we really don't really do the net on there, but for this, it will be an exception. Cottonwood Heights GMRS net will happen in September, and there will be a barbecue around that time. Other than that, back to you, Net Control.
Awesome, right on, Mikhail. For those who couldn't hear Mikhail, the repeater they got up over there in Cottonwood Heights is reaching its 1 year birthday. So they're, for its birthday, they're going to do a celebratory net, and sounds like probably a barbecue around September. I'm sure he'll post it in the Facebook group. Stay tuned for that. Look for the info on there. All right, do we have any questions on this topic? All right, nothing heard. Do we have any other questions, comments, or topics this evening? Go ahead, Paul. Oh, that'd be interesting. You know what's funny? I think I've actually heard of that DMR radio from Baofeng a little bit, I think on a YouTube video or something like that. So that'd definitely be interesting. Under $100, it's not bad. Maybe I'd have to pick one up at that point and do a little DMR or something. So interesting. Thanks for the info on that. Do we have any other questions, comments, topics, or check-ins this evening?
582. If you do get DMR, we could talk on one of the DMR business frequencies, which those are open to anyone else. If you guys don't know about that, business DMR frequencies, we could communicate back and forth because the business frequencies are actually license free.
Oh, well, awesome. Yeah, I'll have to keep that in mind if I get a hold of a radio. I know it probably won't be in the very near future, just from the vacation and everything else. I got a little bit of catching up to do, but never know. May not end up too bad, but we'll see. All right, that being said, do we have any other questions, comments, topics, or check-ins this evening? Yeah, if you can hear him, Paul, you might relay. I can get squelch break, but that's all I'm getting.
bit, cut in and out. I'm in a higher elevation, so I could try to lower my squelch. Copy that.
Hear us, talk a little louder to the microphone of the radio. Also, keep your antenna pointed straight up and down vertically, and talk with your mouth about an inch and a half away, and give it another shot. Let's see if we can hear you. Yeah, I didn't get any squelch breaks or anything on the last. To the FRS radio, if you're interested in what we're doing and stuff like that, check out UtahGMRS.info, or you could look at UtahGMRS information at Facebook groups, and we have a group on there as well. If you're interested in getting licensed, it's a $35 fee for the FCC license. And that license you to use GMRS-capable radios to get more power, able to reach a little further, better antenna, so on and so forth. But a couple tips and tricks for the FRS radio, which actually this goes for all radios, is high ground's your best friend. The higher you can get and the best line of sight where nothing's blocking you and the other radios is going to be the best thing. So if you have a good vantage point where you kind of see around the valley, that's going to be your best friend as far as getting out. Past that, the FRS radios are probably, I think they're only like 1 or 2 watts, so you're real limited on as far as how far you can reach out. The other thing you get if you're licensed, you also get access to the repeaters on the mountain. We're not using one currently, but when you're able to use one of those, you could be indoors and stuff and be able to reach out loud and clear because you're basically bouncing off the radio up on the mountain out to everybody else. So just some FYI for you. I'll give you a chance to respond again, and then if I don't hear nothing, we'll go ahead and continue on. All right, right on. Good to hear. Yeah, if you're interested, definitely reach out. We do this net every Friday at 8 p.m., so you're always welcome to join and try different spots, even if you don't have a license. Being at Simplex, we're able to incorporate the non-licensed users into it, so when we do the repeaters, we're not able to do that. So, but thanks for hopping in and talking to us. So, cool. All right, that being said, do we have any other questions, comments, topics, or check-ins this evening for the net? All right, I heard nothing on my end. I guess I'll go ahead and wrap it up. I will be doing the Capital Net tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on this same frequency with 462-675 with a CTCSS tone of 141.3. So you're all welcome to join that one. Let's see. We had 8 check-ins this evening. We've gone just about a half hour, so pretty good net. I'm glad that it was kept alive while it's gone, and I'm glad for everyone that checked in tonight. Good hearing from you guys, and nice to be back on the radio with everyone again. So much fun. I did go out to, I don't know how many of you guys see my Facebook post for last weekend, but ended up going out to Orville Reservoir. I thought we were going to drive through Payson Lakes to get there, and I was wrong. So I never got a good spot to do the simplex net from, but I thought that would have been kind of cool to do it way up on the mountain range up there and just see if I can get over here in the valley and stuff, but didn't come to fruition. And then also, the Orville Reservoir, besides HF, even on the ham side and GMR, there's just nothing out there. I couldn't even get weather stations out there. It's really surprising. So just figured I'd throw that comment in there. Just interesting, I suppose. So, all right, with that being said, I'll go ahead and wrap up the net. Information for Utah GMRS can be found at utahgmrs.info, as well as Utah GMRS information at Facebook groups. We'll meet back here for this net next Friday night at 8 p.m. And then, like I said, we'll have the Capitol net tomorrow night at 8 p.m. You guys have a good evening. Stay safe out there. Hope to hear from you again. The FRS station, jump on the Facebook group. If you need any help getting licensed or anything like that, if you're interested, everyone's more than willing to help you. We got a really big community out here with a bunch of repeaters, and you can talk all over the place pretty much with a license. You can just about get all the way up to the Idaho border now, I think, with some of the repeaters we got. So, but that being said, I'll go ahead and close out the net here. This is WROG 406, closing the Friday night simplex net, and I'll return this frequency back to normal GMRS use. You guys have a good night. I'll be monitoring for a little bit.
Oh my gosh. WRCC 582, Portable MR in Capitol. Yeah, give me a couple minutes. Stand for.
Okay.
No problem, buddy. Yeah. I think you'll like this new version. The only thing I know is this huge distance improvement and more control frequencies where it'll follow the call more. Instead on VEC, instead of SL, it'll be VC, like VC, Victor, Charlie, and then underscore Fire 1. I'm not sure if I did that on yours already, but that's what it'll be like. So, West S stands for South, so that's West Valley South, so they have 2-1. West Valley South and West Valley West, so there's two channels they have, South and West, similar to Utah Highway Patrol. Utah Highway Patrol North, Utah Highway Patrol East. Okay, I'll have to look at the code plug before I send it out to you and fix that. Other than that, is it all working pretty good for the most part? I know it's not a phase 2, it's a phase 1 radio, but it can still receive. But other than that, is it working fine? No problem. Okay. I'm pretty sure I told you the new update. It fixed frequencies and more channel names fixed. And just let me know if there's a channel you want me to add for you, like Ochre. Well, it should have Ochre Call. That's considered as regional. Or I'm not sure about UHP. I think they were encrypted now because I don't hear any thing from them, unless you do. Okay. Well, just let me know what channels you want, and then I'll make adjustments for the code plug for you, and then do that. But all right, then I'll shoot me your email, and it looks like you already did, I think. No, you didn't. Alright, well, just whenever, you know. Yeah, so, how do I explain this? So, you know, channel 1 through 15 is where you can scan only one channel, one talk group, and then channel 16 is where it'll scan all. The thing is about on channel 16, it will scan only 10 channels, so that's the limit it could do. Now,
on the XTS, as you can see, there's three banks. Zone A, Zone B, Zone C. I can't do four zones. I can only do three zones. So each bank can have channel 1 through 15, and channel 16 will scan all 10 channels. So if you want, like, a custom-made bank zones, just let me know, and then I can do it for you. Sounds good, yeah. And then you get to see all my crappy Motorola stuff that I've spent over thousands of dollars on. I'm just kidding with you. Alrighty, then yes, sounds like a good plan. I'm usually just at home, just free whenever, you know. I don't really have anything doing because they're now scheduling one day a week, so I'm just at home just watching YouTube or just being on the radio. Hope you feel better. Those Union, wherever they are, Union, SDS, something like that. They call it Union scanners, UND, something like that. And it's just like a P25 scanner. It's like those NASCAR radio scanners, you know, but when Rocky Mountain Raceway was here. Yeah, that's true. That's what I meant. Yeah, I know how that feels. I'm probably up there because I bought so many radios from Utah Communications. What got me cracking is you saying it doesn't transmit, sadly. I'm just gonna keep silent for that. That got me.
true, yeah.
I do have that one. Yeah, it was a Unity, and it's got, I think it's like 600 channels or something like that. I've hand-programmed a couple. I don't have anything to program it with yet, but, as far as cable-wise, I haven't even looked this up. I looked it up once, but I started hand-programming it. It just takes a little while because getting familiar with it. But just getting to the 7-Eleven. I'm going to run in here real quick, but figured I'd chime in before I hopped out. WRG-406B, clear for a moment.
Yeah, I think I know that radio. I've seen... Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, I don't know what's going on with the repeater. I'm hearing some weird noises, like in the background. And I'm trying to key up the repeater with my handheld, but it doesn't seem to go through, so. But I switched over to my mobile. Am I getting into it? I'm trying to ignore it, but I'm more of like a handheld guy more than a mobile, and it's kind of taking me off. And I'm like, what the heck? So I will just switch over. Sometimes I just switch over to Ocker Call. funny thing is, Nelson Peak is on radio reference. It's not Nelson Peak, actually. It's actually titled as, what is it? It's titled as Ochre Call and a couple different channel names, you know. Oh, we're going to have some talking then. You're in big trouble. I'm just kidding with you. It's all right. Yeah. It's been a while since I actually updated the. Yeah. I feel you. I've done that many times with my handheld, and I'm like, crap. Because I don't know what to do then. Yeah. Okay, so I updated I have the code plug right here. I updated it. So you said something about West Valley. There's West Valley underscore E, that stands for East. West Valley West, that stands for West. And I could see why. I see the problem. Okay, so when there's a transmission, instead of West, instead of east, it goes to south, so I kind of see that confusion, so I just fixed that right now on my side. Yeah, I've been there. Do you want the scanning to be fast? So, what that does is it'll... Once someone's done talking, it'll just instantly go back to scanning, or do you want me to do it where it holds on that channel for like 3 seconds, and then if they don't hear anything, it goes to another channel, but like, if, you know, like it waits 3 seconds if another one comes in on that channel, but if not, like, I'm pretty sure you get the idea. Okay, do you want, ID display? So when someone talks on it, it'll show their radio ID, like 132005 or 919008, Or do you just want that off? Okay, alrighty, looks like I have it all ready. Just shoot me your email and then I'll send it over and then we can go from there. I just got it.
WRG 46, I'm back. Oh, that's super cool. Yeah, it's understandable. I imagine it was already a little bit of work to get what you did get done. Yeah, that's really not bad for a digital radio. Yeah, that does tend to happen a little bit. I think even I get it a little bit here and there. I know going out and see my dad, he's starting to get some of those issues here and there and trying to talk him into going to the doctor, but he's don't want to. Yeah, I think my dad's called me twice now asking for, like, a password or combination, stuff like that. Oh, wow. Yes, I mean, sorry to hear that he's kind of declining quick there. That's got to be hard. Well, that's good. At least she's able to help him, and that's good the family's stepping up. That's actually really cool. I know, like, for my dad, there's me, my brother. My brother's pretty much always in jail, so he's, you know, useless as far as that goes. And then we have a half-sister, but I don't think she would try to help necessarily either, so... I got worried about that, especially with him being so far away. You know, just, his dogs had pups, and then we went out there, and the pups hadn't had any interaction with them or anything like that, and, you know, they were kind of feisty in a sense, you know, because they didn't really have any interaction. The only interaction they had was him feeding them and then basically spraying them in the face with water to try to cool them off, because, you know, they were kind of really iffy.